السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Everybody should try and recite صلوات على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه. رواه الترمذي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Dua is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon His servants. It is the essence of worship and the weapon of a believer. It removes difficulties and prevents them from coming in the future. It increases one's trust and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it brings a person closer to Allah, and it increases love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua is so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that along with commanding His servants to carry it out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also promised to accept it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the glorious Quran, "Ud'uni astajib lakum," call unto me, I will answer you. And another verse, "وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ." And when my servants ask you, O Muhammad, concerning me, tell them, indeed, I am near. I answer the supplication of the supplicant when he calls unto me. This is why every servant should hold fast to dua and make it an important part of his life. One should also keep in mind that dua is a form of worship and should be made with its etiquettes, as worship of any form can only be perfect when performed with its adab, with its etiquettes. And when a worship becomes perfect, the chances of it being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase greatly. So today we will mention a few adab, a few etiquettes of dua. Roughly about 13 etiquettes, insha'Allah. The first is to make dua in the state of wudu. One should try to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of wudu, as this is what we find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the battle of Awtas, Sayyidina Abu Amir radiyallahu anhu was struck on the knee by an arrow, as a result of which he passed away and he became a shaheed. Before breathing his last, he instructed Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu to go and request Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to supplicate for his forgiveness. So Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him of what had happened, and also presented the request of Sayyiduna Abu Amir radiyallahu anhu. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for some water, then performed wudu. He then raised his hands and made the following dua: Ya Allah, forgive Ubayd Abu Amir radiyallahu anhu. So this is the first etiquette. Of course, for our worship to be perfect, we must try and adopt this type of sunnah. But always remember that even if you do not have wudu, you can still request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is best in the state of wudu. Second etiquette is to try and face the qibla. One should endeavor and try his utmost best to face the qibla when making dua. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced towards the Kaaba and then made dua against a group of Quraysh. So this is another etiquette, to try and face the qibla. Third etiquette is to raise the hands. Raising the hands in dua gives a greater chance of it being accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌّ كَرِيمٌ يَسْتَحْيِي إِذَا رَفَعَ الرَّجُلْ إِلَيْهِ يَدَيْهِ أَنْ يَرُدَّهُمَا صِفْرًا خَائِبَتَيْنِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most haya and He is the most generous. When a person raises his hands to Him in dua, he feels shy to return him empty and deprived. Narrated by Tirmidhi Sharif. The hands should be raised in front of the chest, facing upwards, and a small gap should be kept in between them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Salullaha bibutuni akuffikum wa la tas'aluhu bidhuhuriha. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the inside of your palms and not the outside, meaning with the palms facing upwards. Narrated by Abu Dawood Sharif. In another hadith, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has said, Al-mas'alatu an tarfa'a yadayk khadwa wa mankibayk aw nahwahuma. The way to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you raise your hands level with your shoulders or near to them. The ulama have stated that the hand should not be joined completely together, rather there should be a small gap in between them. The fourth etiquette is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning of the dua and to recite Salat ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the beginning and at the end of dua. Sayyiduna Salama ibn al-Akwa radiyallahu an said, I did not hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make a dua except that he would start it with the following praise, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la al-Ali al-Wahhab. Pure is my Rabb from all imperfections, who is the Most High, the Most Bestowing. Regarding Salat ala al-Nabi, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha said, Inna al-Dua mawqufun bayna al-Sama'i wal-Ard, la yas'adu minhu shay'un hatta tusalliya ala nabiyyika sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, dua is halted between the heavens and the earth, and nothing from it rises until you do not send salutations upon your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narrated by Tirmidhi Sharif. Sayyiduna Fudala ibn Ubayd radiallahu an narrates, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sat in the masjid, a man entered and performed salah. He then said, Ya Allah, forgive me and have mercy upon me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O the one who has performed salah, you have hastened. When you have performed salah and you are seated after salah, then praise Allah with words that He is deserving of, and then send salat upon me, then supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, another person came and performed salah. He then praised Allah and sent salat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning durood. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O the one who has performed salah, make dua. Your dua will surely be accepted for the etiquettes that you have adopted. With regards to ending the dua with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi says in his tafsir, and it is good to read the final verses of Surah Saffat at the end of the dua. What are these verses? سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Pure is your Rabb and the Rabb of honor from what they ascribe, and may peace be upon all the messengers, and all praise is for Allah, Rabb of all the worlds. Similarly, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi says, it is desirable for one to recite at the end of the dua similar to what the people of Jannah will say, wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And at the end of our prayer is that all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabb of all the worlds. And Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has said, the ulama unanimously agree that it is mustahab to begin the dua with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to end it in the same manner. The fifth etiquette for today is to show humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When making dua, one should use words which show humility, as it is very much beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed Allah likes it when his servant says, La ilaha illa anta, inni qad zalamtu nafsi, faghfir li dhunubi, innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. There is no deity but you. Indeed, I have wronged myself, so forgive my sins. Indeed, there is none who forgives except you. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, my servant has understood that he has a Rabb who forgives, and he has a Rabb who also punishes. The dua of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam has been mentioned in the Quran, فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين. O the Creator of the heavens and the earth, you are my guardian in this world and the hereafter. Grant me death as a Muslim and join me with the righteous people in the hereafter. In this dua, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam firstly expresses humility by mentioning the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and him being in need of his protection. Thereafter, he asks to be granted death upon Islam and the company of the righteous in the hereafter. The sixth etiquette for today is to try and repeat each dua three times. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu has said, وَكَانَ إِذَا دَعَى دَعَى ثَلَاثًا وَإِذَا سَأَلْ سَأَلْ ثَلَاثًا. When he, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would make dua, he would make dua three times. And when he would ask three times, narrated by Sahih Muslim. If one is able to, he should repeat every supplication three times. If this is not possible, then one should at least repeat the supplication three times when asking for something very important to him. The seventh etiquette is to try and cry when making dua. Crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows one's complete dependency upon him and is a means of attracting his mercy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cry before Allah profusely. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu has said, I came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he was performing salah, and a sound was coming from his chest due to crying, similar to the sound of a boiling pot. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu has also narrated that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once recited a verse of the Quran which contained the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas, faman tabi'ani fa'innahu minni. O my Rabb, indeed the idols have misled many people, so whoever follows me indeed belongs to me. And another verse which contains the dua of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, in tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa'innaka antal azizul hakim. If you punish them, they are your slaves, and if you forgive them, then indeed you are the Almighty, you are the All-Wise. He then raised his hands and said, Ya Allah, my ummah, and then he began to cry profusely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, O Jibreel, go to Muhammad and say, Your Rabb is aware, and ask him as to what is making him cry. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, informed him as to what he was saying, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, O Jibreel, go to Muhammad and say, indeed, we will please you regarding your ummah, and we will not grieve you on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, one should cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst making dua. However, if one is unable to cry, he should imitate a crying person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged this by saying, Ibku fa illam tabku fatabakaw. Cry, and if you cannot cry, then at least imitate a crying person. The eighth etiquette for today is to make dua softly. It is preferable to make dua softly. There is more humility in this, and less chance of riya kari, the less chance of riya, ostentation and showing off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the glorious Quran, Udu'u rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufya. Call upon your Rabb with humility and in a soft voice. It is permissible to make dua in an audible voice, a loud voice, but one should be careful not to cause inconvenience to others. For example, those who are sleeping, those who are performing salah, those who are engaged in individual dua, those who are reciting Quran, etc. The ninth etiquette is to say Ameen at the end of dua. Ameen means, Ya Allah, accept it from me. If dua is made individually, Ameen should only be said at the end of the dua. And if it is made in a gathering, those who are following should say Ameen after every dua as well as at the end of the congregational dua. The tenth etiquette for today is to pass the hands over the face at the end of the dua. The hand should be passed over the face after completing the dua. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Salullaha bitubuna akuffikum wa la tas'aluhu bidhuhuriha fa'idha faragtum famsahu biha wujuhakum. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the inside of your palms and not the outside, meaning with the palms facing upwards, and when you finish, pass them over your faces. Narrated by Abu Dawood Sharif. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu has also narrated that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would raise his hands in dua, he would not drop them until he passed them over his face. Narrated by Tirmidhi Sharif. The 11th etiquette for today, my beloved brothers, is to make dua in times of both difficulty and in ease. Usually, we only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we find ourselves in a very desperate situation. However, we should make dua to make an effort to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all situations. Even when there is no apparent need for us to make dua, we should feel ourselves helpless, that we cannot be granted anything except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By adopting this type of mannerism, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach such a status that when we are in dire need, our dua will immediately be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man sarrahu an yastajib Allahu lahu inda shada'id wal karab, fal yukthir iddu'a fil rikha. One who desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his dua in times of difficulty and grief should make dua abundantly when in ease. Narrated by Tirmidhi Sharif. The 12th etiquette for today is to make dua in places, to make dua in those moments, and to make dua in those situations where acceptance of dua is promised. We should make a habit of regularly making dua and not wait for opportunities of being blessed in the blessed places like the Haramain or the blessed moments. However, whenever we are granted such blessed opportunities, then we should make the most of them and make as much dua as possible, as there is more chance of our dua being accepted in blessed places and blessed moments. For example, in the Haramain, or for example, in the holy month of Ramadan. Similarly, we should make the most of those situations regarding which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that dua are accepted in them. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, ثلاث دعوات مستجابة لا شك فيهن دعوة الوالد ودعوة المسافر ودعوة المظلوم. There are three types of dua which are accepted without any doubt: the dua of a father, the dua of a traveler, and the dua of an oppressed person. Narrated by Abu Dawood Sharif. And the last and final etiquette for today is to use one's good deeds as a means of getting duas accepted. An effective method of ensuring that du'as are accepted is to be present of a good deed before is to present a good deed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which one feels that when he carries it out solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, it is hoped that through the barakah and the blessings of this good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower his mercy upon him and accept the du'a when he asks. For example, after one has recited Surah Yasin in the morning, he should say, Ya Allah, through the barakah of this recitation, accept my dua. The famous hadith commonly known as the hadith of the cave, narrated by Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, is a perfect example of this. If one adheres to these etiquettes when making dua, the chances of his dua being accepted will increase greatly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to make dua with its correct etiquettes and make us from amongst those fortunate souls whose du'as are always accepted. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us mustajabu da'awat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who continuously ask from him and beseech from his mercy. Wa akhiru da'awana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة الذي وعده رزقنا الشفاعة رحمتك يا رحمة